So it's great to be able to celebrate these baptisms with the four people who are going to be baptized. This is Matthew 28. Then Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority is given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So why do we baptize people? Well, the first reason we baptize people is because it is a sign. It's a sign that they have decided, like millions of other people through the ages, to follow Jesus. Alan was inviting you to sort of confirm that for yourself earlier. We sang, "I have decided to follow Jesus." And the second reason that we baptize people is because they've made a decision. They've made a decision that they are going to make a public declaration of their faith. And that's one of the key things in baptism. It's, you know, it's not easy to stand up and tell people about your faith. Not everybody, some people find it very easy, but lots of people find it quite difficult. And it's not easy to get into the baptism pool and be dunked in the water either. It's quite a thing for people to do. And so it's witnessing to their decision that they have made to follow Jesus. It's a practical way. You know, people have all sorts of ideas about what it means to be a Christian. You don't become a Christian because you were brought up in a Christian family. Lots of people think if they're born in a Christian family, that makes them a Christian. Sorry, it doesn't work like that. It might help you, probably will help you. You often find that children that have been brought up in a Christian family will, at a point, will make a decision for themselves. That's why we don't christen babies. We dedicate them and we pray for them that they will come to the point in their lives when they will make that personal decision themselves to follow Jesus. You don't become a Christian by attending church, although it might help you on the way. You know, it's like if you think you become a Christian by attending church, it's like saying if you go into a garage, you'll turn into a car. You know, it's just by being here doesn't make you become a Christian. It will help you. You'll hear stuff and you'll get stuff that you can relate to, but it doesn't actually make you a Christian. You become a Christian by making a personal decision that you are going to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour and as your Lord. And that's why we're baptizing these guys today, because they have made that personal decision. And so one aspect of becoming a Christian is that whole thing of salvation. We talk about being saved. And when we invite Jesus to be our Saviour, we identify ourselves with his death on the cross, which was to deal with sin. Because that's the thing that stops us from being saved, is our sin. And when we identify with Jesus and with his death on the cross, we can identify with the forgiveness that he brings to us. And so we're saying that we want Jesus to deal with our sin. You don't have to be baptized to be saved, by the way. If you are being baptized, you're witnessing to the fact that you have been saved. But if you haven't been saved and you get baptized, it won't make you saved. And that's something a lot of people don't realize. We are saved by faith in Jesus Christ. That's the message that comes over. It's been coming over all the way through the worship, that we're saved by faith in Jesus. That dying thief on the cross, he didn't get baptized, but he was saved because he put his faith in Jesus in a minute, in the last moment of his life. I know lots of people actually who have been actually dying and have turned to Jesus in the last moments of their life. Doesn't matter when you do it, as long as you do it. Baptism itself doesn't change people. It's a sign that they have made that decision. And the Bible gives us this promise. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in him in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's a wonderful promise. That's a fridge promise. You ought to have that on your fridge. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And before we continue, let me ask you that question. Have you made that momentous decision to follow Jesus Christ? And if you haven't, maybe it's your time to do it. To turn away from the bad stuff in your life and ask Jesus to be your friend, your saviour, your Lord. And if you want to make that decision, you want some help with it, please talk to one of us after the service. So in baptism, these guys are making three declarations about the decision they've already made, and therefore about the salvation that they've already received. First of all, they are obeying Jesus. We're doing what he said we should do. In that first reading, it talks about being disciples. So obeying Jesus, we're doing what he says. The Bible says believe and be baptized. So we are being baptized in obedience to Jesus' command. And it's sometimes called believer's baptism because Jesus told us to baptize those who believe. Then we're doing the witnessing to our decision, this public witness. It's a public profession of faith. We baptize people on the profession of their faith. That's how we do it. There, Steve will ask each candidate questions as they are being baptized. That's the profession of their faith. In modern terms, it's putting your money where your mouth is, basically. And it's no good being a secret believer. We must not be ashamed of letting people know who we are and who we believe in, who we serve. We must be prepared to confess our Lord before the world. And then the last bit is committing to being disciples. That was also in that first reading that we had. That means we're going to live our lives witnessing to that decision and following the teaching of Jesus. It means we have to read the Bible. It means you have to read the New Testament if you want to know what the teachings of Jesus are. That's what a disciple is. A disciple is someone who learns and who follows that. And so these four characters today are going to be making their confession of faith, and we are going to baptize them upon that confession of faith and that public declaration. It's a step in our Christian life. It's like a signpost that points to the right road. You know, the Jesus way. Well, that's the direction we're going in. And the first disciples followed him and did what he said. A disciple is someone who's always learning throughout their lives. Once you become a disciple of Jesus, you never stop learning. There's always something to learn. There's always something to find out. But that's why we read our Bibles. That's why it's good to have a quiet time every day and spend some time with the Word. Because, I don't know, I've been reading the Bible for, I don't know how long now, 60-odd years, probably longer. And I quite often learn something new every day. There's always lots to learn. And so we need, if we're going to walk the Jesus way, we need to read the Bible. We need to pray. We need to build a relationship with him. That's really important too. And we also need to be in fellowship with other Christians. And again, the Bible says that, you know, don't stop meeting together like some people are doing. And the fellowship of Christians around us strengthens us, upholds us, and helps us to live the Christian way. So we are identifying ourselves with Jesus. And then One of the things that we will do is when each person has been baptized, we will then pray that they are filled with the Holy Spirit. And this is being supernaturally equipped to, with the power of God, so that we can live our lives for Jesus. And there's a wonderful promise at the end of the verses we read earlier. And that promise was, "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And how is Jesus with us always? He's with us through the Holy Spirit. As we are filled with the Spirit, we know that Jesus is with us. It gives us that confirmation. It gives us strength. It gives us comfort. We live in a dark world. Let's face it. The world is darker today than it's been for a long time. There's wars all over the place. There's threatens wars. You've got tyrants in so many countries. People who are just interested in power and don't care at all about other people as long as they get what they want and get their power. We live in a dark world and we need the strength of Jesus to be with us. And that's really important. One of the names that Jesus was given in the Bible was Emmanuel, which means God with us. And that's a great thing to remember. He's with us every day. He's with us to forgive us. He's with us to pardon us. He's with us to strengthen us. He's with us to make us holy and to defend us and keep us, to lead and guide us in sorrow and in joy, in life and in death, in time and in eternity. No one can ever have such a wonderful friend as Jesus, such a king, such a priest, such a constant companion. So today, Steve and Jacqueline and Esther and Jeremiah are being baptized into this Jesus. And here is a verse for them to take away. It's Galatians 3:26-27. "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ."